Welcome to Blaster Bolt from the Blue Podcast, Episode 2. I'm your host, Jake Peterson. With me today are Token Foreigner,
Tyrus Arudi,
and special guest from Nerd Life Podcast.
I'm Mark from Nerd Life Podcast, and I've already fucked up.
Awesome. All right, we're off to a smashing start. So, first up on today is... Oh, okay, my list says bullshit. Anybody have anything funny to add?
I just like to add that when you said smashing, I was thinking of the wild thornberries.
On the topic of bullshit, I don't know. Does anyone have any bullshit to talk about?
Let's see. I went paintballing. That was fun.
Yeah?
That was
some bullshit. Did you get hit?
I got shot in the neck twice.
Ouch.
I got a face shot while I was sniping people from a crashed helicopter. And...
Do they really have like a crashed helicopter, or is it just like a plywood mock-up?
No. It's two. They have two of them, and they're real, like, old military crash helicopters.
Sweet. Nice.
Oh, so basically you're camping in real life. Good for you.
You motherfucker.
I want to point out, getting shot camping in real life. Totally okay. Yeah, totally. Camping is totally okay.
In real life. It's just in video games where you can just respawn in a second anyway, where it's...
But yeah, I guess getting shot is, you know, not what you want to do.
You know, the worst part, though, after getting shot all those times, like, I got shot in the neck, and I was just like, ah, whatever. Like, I want to point out, paintballs don't hurt. I don't get where these welts come
they
from.
They don't hurt at the moment, but when you go home and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Something that did hurt right away is it was, like, my last match, and I was taking cover, and our team, we decided, since it was the last match, that we were just going to fucking rush and then just take the middle ground immediately. So we did that, and I was looking over the corner, and I was, like, trying to... And stuff, and I was behind cover, and then all of a sudden I get shot in the back of the head from my teammate who was behind me.
Team killer, boo!
Yeah, I did the whole...
Did you just CK me? What the fuck, noob?
I totally did the... Hold on, guys. Got the motherfucker here. But seriously, he shot me in the back of the head, and I looked back at him, I was like, what the fuck?! It was funny too, I mouthed it instead of yelling it for some reason, and it's even weirder because I was wearing a mask, but me and him were like talking through hand signals. Like he was waving, he's like, oh sorry, da-da. And I was just like, you shot me in the fucking head.
Boom, headshot, do you say that?
I bet you anything he said that to his friend and he just pretended that he was sorry afterwards. He's like, I'm gonna shoot that big guy who's behind cover right in front of us. I'm gonna shoot him back to the head, see what happens.
Oh, you know what's worse than paintball is at this local mall, instead of like paintballs, we have these rubber balls and they hurt. And you can't actually hit anyone because they curve. So it's just you spraying bullets at everybody. That's awful.
So no sniping, just run around spray and pray?
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like Call of Duty with noobs.
Oh, yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's the latest Call of Duty. That's what it is.
Yeah, Call of Duty, Rubber Ball Edition.
Oh, that's like Counter-Strike for kids.
It's funny, you can't really snipe with paintball guns either, unless you have a really fucking powerful one. But I was just renting one of their Spiders, which is a semi-automatic kind, and they do curve. And like, the curve is never fucking consistent. I'm just like, you know what? If the curve was always, like, to the right, at least I could always, like, try to, you know, adjust for
that.
Yeah,
aim to the right or to the left.
Yeah, and then I was just like, whatever. And then there's this guy behind cover. He was, like, in this corner cover. So it was a tall wall and then lower cover. So he was kind of covered pretty well. And I was just shooting in that general direction. And one curved around the wall and hit him. And I was like, fucking wanted.
That movie was awful. I did not like it at all.
I liked it because it was just fucking insane, and that's it. Story? No.
No, because usually Morgan Freeman makes everything better, but not that movie.
Okay, tell me you did not laugh your ass off when you saw articulate Morgan Freeman come out and say, shoot that, motherfucker! Tell me you did not laugh! That was the best part about that movie, hearing Morgan Freeman say, "Shoot that motherfucker."
Yeah, you know, he's always the best thing in any movie he's in, but sometimes the movie's just bad.
Well, according to Tarek, I'm just glad I haven't seen it then.
Hey, I enjoyed it just for being pure silliness. That's all.
I guess you could read the comic book first. I think that came first, but I don't really remember.
Yeah, comic book came first, and a lot of people who read the comic book said they didn't like the movie just because it wasn't the same.
They expected the movie to be on par or better than the original material.
Yeah, because apparently the original material is a little more cartoony and more like supervillains, and like that's what I gathered from.
When you have curving bullets and people shooting at each other from like miles away, yeah.
Yeah, but like, and then the movie was more like trying to, in a sense, stay, like, try to pretend it existed in the real world.
Except, you know, with curving bullets.
Yeah. I always like the scene where Morgan Freeman tells him to shoot the wings off the fly or he'll get shot, and so he shoots the wings off of a fly, and I just go, does no one understand that a bullet is bigger than that fly? He won't shoot the wings off, he'll just destroy the whole thing with one bullet.
Well, the wings are probably gone.
Well, yeah.
Well, in any case, the movie was better than the game.
I played the demo of the game, and I did not have fun.
Yeah, it looked like a PS2 game, which surprised me.
People keep saying, oh, this stuff looks like a PS2 game. Apparently nobody's played PS2 games for a while, because most of these games actually still do look better than PS2 games.
No, because, like, God of War 2 actually looked nice. But I think it's we got used to HD, and then, oh, this looks terrible.
No, I say nothing is going to rival Parappa Rappa for me. Graphics. I love Parappa Rappa.
Well, welcome to the Club of One.
Well, fine. I guess I'll go enjoy my rapping dog.
I've never played that game, so I'm excused.
Yeah, neither have I. I'm just giving bullshit.
It's such an awkward game, but it's so much fun. Have you never even heard of Parappa Rappa before, guys?
Well, no, because I've heard that song. The one in the car teaching him to drive or whatever.
I've heard of Cangate.
Yeah, I don't know. I just liked it. I just find it so awkward and weird. I just love it.
All right. So next up on the list is, what have you been playing, watching, reading? Anybody have anything they want to talk about?
Wait, I'll let Mark go first.
No, I'm thinking. Go ahead.
Well, I've been playing Shin Megami Dissidia 2 still.
Still? Didn't that game come out like 7 months ago?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess I can't say anything about that because I've apparently logged 85 hours of Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
I still have to play that.
You should.
Well, I suck balls at all fighting games. I don't think I should.
No, Marvel vs. Capcom didn't seem to have a very friendly system for people who aren't fighters.
Yeah.
Well, in 3, because you've only got like 3 attack buttons and 1 launch button, and everyone has the same basic moves, it's not that hard.
Okay, so it's kind of like Smash Brothers, where everybody has the same like same button inputs, but they do different things.
But with less shitty waggle.
Oh, I don't use the freaking waggle.
Oh.
You turn that shit off, and that's what I always do.
The problem with Marvel vs. Capcom for me, that like Marvel vs. Capcom 3, is I played like the story mode, the arcade version, and it wouldn't keep me entertained like some of the other ones would, just because I was always kind of like, fucking A, I just want to beat this. But then I'd play online with people, and then they'd use shit like Sentinel or some other bullshit, and I was just like, oh, so I have to be cheap now to win.
According to last week, Tarek apparently has a cheap-ass team. What was it again?
Yeah, well, it was Wesker, Taskmaster, and Sentinel, and I like winning, so whatever.
I put Wesker on my team just because I like mastered his teleportation skills and I know how to do it in like a super devastating combo using the teleportation skills. But I only use it if the person is like really pissing me off. Yeah,
if the person's being like Tarek.
Yeah.
Hey, I play respectably. I win a lot, but I don't have to be cheap to do it.
Well, let's hope that's the truth.
Well. You know, of course, I'm assuming because you play Wesker, you can do America's favorite combo, because everyone does that.
What combo? Because I just made a combo. I don't do a combo.
Well, basically, it's anything into X Factor into level 3, which kills everybody. America's favorite combo.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I just have this thing where I just teleport up close and I do, like, I do like gunshot, like depending on the position of the player, I'll shoot him, and I might shoot him twice depending, and then I actually like have this really cool like kick punch combo worked out, and I'll just start teleporting to each side of the character. Basically, I'll just be knocking him into my other location. So I'll like punch him into
The problem with that is it requires too much effort when all you should be doing is just basic launch combo into off the ground into whatever. That works much easier.
The effort pays off because I feel like a badass. There we go.
Well, I guess it's a reason I also play Doom, which is hard and not worth it.
I remember I played as Deadpool with my friend. He was the one who owned it. I was at his house and I was playing against him. And he like was destroying me. And I played as Deadpool. And I kept throwing grenades at him, like I kept doing a jump and throwing the grenades, pineapple surprise. And he's like, "Stop fucking spamming!" And I was like, "I don't know what I'm doing."
Yeah, that's pretty much what happens whenever I try to play Street Fighter or something with my friends. It's just smash buttons and hope something good happens.
See, here's the thing that works. Like, I know how to play Street Fighter. I go over to a friend's house. I'm all prepared to be like, "Oh, play and bring my A game." I end up having to mash high kick as Bison. And then I win.
Oh, I unfriend people on Xbox if they play as Bison against me on Street Fighter. I'm just like, you know what? I don't want you anymore.
But why? Like, Bison is so easily counterable because the only thing you can do is crouching low kick five times into knee press. That's it.
Well, he also has that one move, my friend did to me where he like jumps up in the air and like lands on your head and for some reason does all the damage.
I don't know.
I was just all of it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't do that much damage, but head stomp is annoying, but it's not that useful.
It's useful for when my friend wants to be a little spamming bitch and he slides everywhere and head stomps everywhere.
Hey, it's not as bad as Ryu or and Ken, where it's hey.
I know it's not as bad. I know it's not as bad as Ryu and Ken. It's just I feel like Ryu and Ken have a little more potential. But that's just me because I have never really gone to try and play Bison.
Well, maybe you should before you be a biased asshole.
Yeah. I'm just saying, as someone who's fought a lot of Bison players who spam and it gets annoying. I play as Cody.
Cody. Of course. Giving people the boot.
Yeah. I like Cody because I feel like he's like the opposite of Ryu in a sense. Like, where Ryu is more like throwing fireballs and doing all this stuff, Cody's more grounded into real street fighting. So instead of throwing fireballs, Cody just picks up rocks. Yeah.
Or a knife.
So basically a real street fighter versus a performance street fighter with all them damn crowds all the time.
Yeah.
In the background. Like,
yeah, Cody brings a shank into his fights.
Excellent. Good to know somebody actually street fights. Crap. I have nothing to say about any of this. You know my silence?
Okay, how about we move on to what have you been watching?
What have you been watching?
South Park. I've never actually been that much into it, but now I'm watching basically everything.
Yeah. Back when I was the semester before last, whenever I had a break, I'd go out to the computer and just watch South Park online. Then I got bored of that, but I watched a lot of it before I got bored of it. And South Park's funny. Anybody else have anything to say on that?
I found the episode where they're talking about the Canadian royal wedding. I found the episode fucking hysterical.
Oh, that was great.
Canada, I thought their royal wedding was the same as Britain's, but... Fuck it, it's South Park. They can make up whatever the hell they feel like.
I just like how ridiculous it all was. And I like how it basically, like it went to Osama bin Laden, like the death of Osama bin Laden, but they didn't make it Osama bin Laden. Instead, they made it something else.
Yeah, like I'm surprised how
fast... I need to see what they did with Osama, but apparently not much.
Yeah, but it's I'm surprised how fast they get in on jokes. Like, I think they had an episode the week Schwarzenegger was revealed as having an affair, and they already had a joke in one of their episodes.
Just have plans set up for when this celebrity does this thing. They have a stock of stuff to do.
No, what Trey and Matt do, they don't actually like what shows will do. Will they do things like ahead, like beforehand? Like they have like, you know, scripts and all that. What those guys do is they actually make the episode the week in, like a week.
Yeah, I was reading about that today, and I was surprised.
Yeah, I figured that when I was seeing, like, new episodes coming up of new events just from last week.
Yeah. So they just do things in a week span. That's all they do. That's why they got in trouble for that whole Inception joke, though, because what happened is they wanted to make an episode on Inception because everyone was talking about it.
Yeah. But
they didn't see Inception themselves, so they were just watching parody videos that, like, all they could find on the internet. Yeah, and all they could find on the internet. And they watched a parody video of Inception, and they thought that part of the they were saying in the parody video was actually happened in Inception, but it was actually a joke from the parody video, so they got in trouble for stealing the joke.
Oh, the Inception episode was actually pretty funny. It's just send everybody in all the time to rescue everybody else.
Yeah. I like South Park. I think South Park's funny. I think it's funny that it's banned in some countries. I just love that.
Actually, it's the only episode I found that's banned here is like episode 200 with the Prophet Muhammad, and the rest are all
banned,
fine.
That's taken off the internet in America too.
Yeah, that's banned everywhere. Oh. I want to point out something. They showed Muhammad in an early season, and no one said shit. And it's only after the 9/11 that's become a big thing, because they showed Muhammad. They've actually
they had Muhammad part of the Super Friends with like Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, and whoever Hindus worship.
Yeah, like no one made Shiva.
One of
I think
them.
Shiva.
Yeah, that Shiva.
And but they had Muhammad. They had Muhammad in it. No one said anything, and they didn't even like joke about it either. They just had Muhammad as a character.
Yeah, they had Muhammad controls fire. Why do you control fire? I don't know, because I can.
Yeah. I just find it. I totally understand though. Like Muslims, they have the right to be upset if it, you know, in their beliefs.
Yeah, but they don't have the right to blow up people when they get upset.
Yeah, but that's not real Muslims. That's not real Muslims. Those are extremists.
Yeah, like.
But they make the entire religion look really bad in the rest of the world.
I know.
Yeah, but like your Christian fundamentalist crazy people also do. Case in point, May 21st, the apocalypse.
Fucking hell, I hate. Christians look, well, some Christians look idiotic, again.
I went
well, like, the news, it's like, these people are either really good trolls or they actually believe this shit, and I don't know which is worse.
Well, there's like the Phelps people, the Westboro Baptist people, and those are trolls. I don't even doubt for a second that they're just trolling, because they make money.
No. Nobody could be, like, I think they might actually be geniuses. They're making money for not doing anything and acting crazy. That's
exactly.
Like the greatest ever.
And at the same time, I also have to defend them because I read this thing, and it was this article, and it was about how they went to go protest a soldier's funeral in like some other state or something. So they had members going up. What happened is those members would get beat up. Those members were jumped by some of the residents, and they got beat up. And then right before the funeral happened, the police of that state in that town actually rounded up all the Westboro Baptist people and brought them into jail to question them, you know, hold them for 24 hours for questioning.
Yeah.
So that way they couldn't do it. And I actually had to defend them because I know I don't agree with anything they do at all.
But we have First Amendment.
Yeah.
Free speech, freedom of assembly. So.
But you also have laws against hate speech. But I don't know anything about American laws or whatever.
All I know is the great thing about my country is that we have the freedom of speech, meaning I can tell when you're a dumb shit and I can ignore it instead of just having one thing forced down my throat. That's a great thing about this country.
Yeah, it's great that you have free speech, but that's also free speech for all the assholes, but you just have to live with that.
Yeah.
I want to move on to what have you been reading?
I've just started Ringworld, and that was fairly interesting, but I haven't finished it yet, so I have nothing to say about it yet.
I have never heard of this book, ever.
Ringworld, it's like a sci-fi novel where it's...
Ringworld by Terry Pratchett!
No, by Larry Niven.
Wait, what?
I love when people do that with books. They're like, oh, this author, and you're like, no. And then it's like, oh, no, that's awkward.
Yeah, it's about, like, it's really complicated to get into, and it would take forever to explain the backstory. So, let's not get into this. Anybody else have anything they want to discuss that they've been reading or watching or playing? I've been playing a shit ton of Bad Company 2 since PSN is back online. and I'd still kick ass, so woot. I'm always in the top of the scoreboard, so I'd say that's kick ass.
I have it on PC, and I don't want to play with that community anymore because they're all way too good now.
They're all elitist assholes, too.
No, not all of them. That's just a running joke.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed in Battlefield and DICE and stuff because their guy came out and said, we're going to make stuff mostly exclusive to the PC version because we just like the PC players better. Like, he basically
they're going
said
all
that.
Valve on us.
Yeah.
Hey, Battlefield
if
was...
Valve listening, we want Left 4 Dead on PS3 now.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, there's a new thing for Dell where I'm buying a new PC, a new laptop soon anyway, and if you buy something over $99, you get a free Xbox. It's only 4
gigs. But a hard drive is relatively cheap.
Yeah, just get a 20 gig or something because I plan to just only play exclusive. I plan to do the opposite of what most people do and get any multi-platform for PS3 and only play exclusives on my Xbox.
Yeah, actually, I was surprised. Like, Microsoft, I think, did that just despite Sony. It's like, ha, look at what we're doing.
Yeah, do that, get Left 4 Dead, and maybe get Battlefield Bad Company again so I can play with the Nerd Life people.
If you're going to be buying a new PC, just get Left 4 Dead on PC. It's better.
Oh, good point. So, yeah. Well, I'm not used to FPS controls on the PC. I've been playing on controllers
Dude,
the whole time.
Keyboard, mouse, not that hard.
Yeah, and well, when I was playing Battlefront, when I borrowed Battlefront on PC from my friend, it took me quite a while to get used to keyboard and mouse because I'm so used to controller for first person shooters. It's just, it messed me up a little bit, and then I finally got used to it, and it's fine.
That's kind of why I'm afraid to even get Counter-Strike Source, because I'm just like, I'm going to get Counter-Strike Source, and I'm just going to suck.
No, it's not that you're going to suck. It's because I used to be good at it, and then I went on the servers, and the only people who are still playing, like, 5 years after it's been released are the crazy hardcore people.
We'll just kick your ass all over the room.
Yeah, it's not fun anymore. Like, if you're playing at a LAN party with your friends, that's great. But now, don't even bother.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, I saw someone writing a little thing, and they're like, that deal with PC and Xbox is a fake, because you're really spending, like, you're actually spending more money. Because they're, like, saying they compared the computer without the deal to the computer, the same computer, but with the deal, and it was $160 more. And my only thought process was, are you bitching because you're getting a nice Xbox for $160?
Yeah, but I saw that on Reddit, and I don't remember what the comments were, but someone said maybe that's just the warranty, like the extended warranty, which is supposedly good for Dell, and that's not happening to other computer companies.
Yeah, probably that too. I'm just saying, even if it is about the whole Xbox thing, it's just like, you're spending $160 on an Xbox. If you want an Xbox, it's a great deal.
All right. So, Mark, do you have a troll call for us this week, or are you going to pass?
Well, I do have some trolls, if you would like me to share. I as you can imagine, with the Modern Warfare 3 coming out, like the whole...
Oh, this should be
with
good.
With dropping all its stuff, you can imagine all of the fanboys fighting the Battlefield in the Modern Warfare 3. I basically sit back and I'm just like, dance, puppets, dance. It's just fun. But something I do like is... before the official trailer that dropped last night, I took a comment from off of Call of Duty's page just because it made me laugh. This wasn't a troll. This I just found hilarious. This is by someone named Cortez the Gangster. And like, he's got like gangbanger stuff all over his page and like his picture and all that. And he was on the Call of Duty web thing and he said, if you give us a gameplay trailer tomorrow, I will get on my knees and suck your dick. No homo.
Well, that's a very definition.
Exactly. No homo. I love that. Have you guys ever done the whole presidential thing when you're like the presidential race when you're in school, like class president or whatever?
No, my school was a fascist dictatorship, so no.
No, not in high school, but in middle school. We had one for middle school, and my friend, she was going for class president, So I was like, I'll be your vice president. And so we had to make a skit that lasted like so many seconds long. And we had our friend.
That's a great way to choose president. Who can make the best skit?
I know, but
well, this was middle school, so
yeah,
popularity contest.
Pretty much, yeah.
We had friends. I had like a Asian friend, and he came on to do a skit, and he's like, "I'm Jackie Chan," and I'm voting for him. Like, he would do this whole monologue. It was funny, and like we had friends do that, but we didn't fill in our skit time. So as soon as it was up, I just walked on stage and look at everyone, and I just went, "This is the end of today's broadcast."
And how long did you do that?
I think I did that for like 20 seconds. And we won.
Yeah, that's maybe like...
You won, yes. Like more than
I like to feel like we won just because I did that. I've always done stuff like that. Like when our teacher was leaving and my friend was like trying to get everyone's attention so we could like wish our teacher good luck and goodbye to... And she was like, "Mark, get everyone's attention." I just stood up in class, and it was like a big class too. I just stood up, looked at everyone, and I said, "Everyone look at me!" As soon as everyone did, I just pointed to her, and she started talking. I know how to make an ass out of myself whenever the time arises.
That's a good skill to have.
It's a useful skill, yeah.
I like how we went off topic from my trolls, though.
We went into
a troll. Well, it was kind of you. It was kind of you trolling your friends in middle school.
True. I love it. I've always been a troll. So we got that guy, Mr. No Homo. Let the record show he is no homo. Then we have one guy. I like his statement. This was on Modern Warfare 3. A lot of these, I'm just going to tell you outright. Like, almost all of these come from Modern Warfare 3 official trailer, because that's just troll farming right there. That's a breeding ground for trolls.
They shouldn't breed.
This was on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh no, YouTube.
Oh, wonderful. Commenters.
Yeah. And I like this one guy's statement because it's so simple. It's just, BF3 will bring this fat bitch down.
Well, that's true, but he could have been nicer about it.
You know, that's what scares me. All the Modern Warfare people are now migrating to Battlefield 3, and that's scary.
That's good news. Well, no, that's not good news because the Modern Warfare 3 people are assholes.
It's like, none of these people have touched a Battlefield game in forever, and now they're like, "Oh, Battlefield 3, and now my game's going to be ruined."
There's two distinct players. There's the Call of Duty players and the Battlefield 3, like the Battlefield players, because they're not the same. Because Battlefield, I actually have to work with the squad, and usually it comes down to the best team is usually the one that's working together.
Or the one with the one squad that works together really well.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, like
one squad can beat an entire enemy team of three squads much if they're well connected.
Yeah, see, that's the nice thing about Battlefield. Like, you can kind of do lone wolf, but it's better if you just group up with your friends.
Oh, if I'm actually pretty good at lone, I own it.
You play a sniper?
Rush. No, I fucking suck at sniping. I just run around to different camp zones. Do one kill and then go to the next spot, take out the next attacker.
The best thing about the best thing about Bad Company 2 is just laying mines everywhere and waiting for people to drive over.
Oh yeah, I love that. That's just
that usually
thing.
Doesn't work out very good for me, so I don't even try.
No, me and my friend, there's an enemy tank at the enemy spawn, and they're attacking and they're like doing tank sniping, which I hate. So they weren't moving at all. And so me and my friend, we snuck up to it, and my friend, he was a assault and he had smoke grenades.
Put mines in front behind it, and then he smoke grenade at the front, and it backed up.
Yeah.
Oh, badass.
No. I have something else I did. You know, in that game mode where you're like four squads of four people, and there's
deathmatch.
Yeah, and there's like a single ATV or whatever.
APC.
Just
run that motherfucker and wait for somebody to get in.
Yes. And the best thing was, I was playing a sniper, so I stayed a mile away. It's like, watch someone get in, explode, get points.
And I like, even if I don't do it with my friends, because me and my friends will get hardcore. If you ever play a game with Battlefield with me and my friends, you'll hear us yell things like, "Sniper, get down!" Or like...
Yeah, I tend to do that sometimes too. I'll just say, "Oh shit, tank, run!"
I'll call out stuff, we'll all talk, it's works out pretty well. But even if I'm like by myself in a one-man squad,
I will notice people, like, and they're not even in my squad, but they're just on my team. They will, like, naturally, like, follow me. Like, they'll, like, I had a guy who was a medic, and he was just working with me. We didn't talk or anything. There's no communication, but he'd follow me everywhere, and he would help me out, and I'd help him out.
You know what I really miss, though, is back when the game was new and the M60 was overpowered to hell. You just needed that. That's all you needed to win.
All I need is the M60, even when it's not overpowered, because I can snipe with that bitch.
Yeah,
no, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't use that anymore. So what I decided to do was get the MG3 and treat it as a shotgun. Don't aim down the sights. Just stick it in someone's fire.
Yeah,
yeah. That's how you use the MG3.
Yeah, but and then like I was saying, so that's the people who play Battlefield or people who are more tasked to going team orientated, like, you know, like,
yeah, that's why my little cousin, he fucking loves Modern Warfare 2, and then whenever I try to get him to play Battlefield, he just sucks balls at it because he can't work as a team. He just
I've tried this. I'll take my Battlefield team, you know, the guys from Nerd Life, and we'll go on Call of Duty, and we just can't stay together. We'll try. We'll be like, this guy's here, da-da. But most of the time, it just turns into us taking care of ourselves.
Lone wolfing, and then just saying, oh crap, look up behind you occasionally.
Yeah, that's really all it comes down to. We try. Like, I think that's why it pissed off Anthony so much and why he wanted to start playing Battlefield so much, is because Anthony loves, like, basically being like SAS. Like, being like, you know, us communicating.
Wait, is this Mr. Dr. Anthony?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Anthony the Doctor.
So he really likes Battlefield.
He actually has a doctorate.
He does in astrophysics.
Yeah.
I don't know if he really does. I just know he talks about astrophysics.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, so derailed. What were you saying about Battlefield and Mr. Anthony DR?
I was just saying that Anthony just likes Battlefield because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was just going to say I was going to go back to one more troll on the Modern Warfare side.
All right.
Because I like this guy's comment because I broke it down to fully understand it. He put MW3 equals, and this is in all caps, sex with Pamela Anderson and Carmen Electra. BF3 equals diarrhea with green shit and burned asshole. Now... if you look at the women that he says that you're having sex with, you're going to come out with a purple dick.
Probably.
So, even then, even though he's trying to make Modern Warfare 3 sound good, what I'm getting from this is, one, my dick will fall off and I'll probably die, and one is just slightly uncomfortable. So, yeah, he didn't make a great
like,
point.
What's worse is they're describing games that aren't even out.
I know! Love it. I just, like, when I'm not trolling, I'm always like, you know what? Modern Warfare 3, you know, it's not out. I'm not too excited for it, but I'm still going to play it. I know I will. And I'm more excited
for
Battlefield 3.
It's basically the action movie of the FPS genre. Like, it's stupid, but I want to watch it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I told Anthony, because Anthony's super excited about it. Even though, you know, like I said, he'll lone wolf when he's by himself, but with us, he wants to play Battlefield. But he's super excited for it, and I was like, I'm not so excited. And he's like, why? And I was like, well, it's going to be awesome to watch all the explosions and do all that cool shit. But quite frankly, I don't even see how the story makes any sense anymore at all. And I will wait to talk about it more when we're officially in the Modern Warfare 3 section, because I believe we have one.
Probably. So is that it for Troll Call?
Oh, let's see, I'd like to sing this song that I find incredibly offensive. I found on the Kesha TikTok video. It's a comment.
Please don't. Like, you're going off a comment on a YouTube video off of Kesha's songs.
I can't want to sing. But...
yeah, like, that's too many layers of offensive.
That's why I went there. It's a great place to
it's
find
people. Crossing the line twice.
But yeah,
no other tropers here? Damn it. TV Tropes, look at it. You'll be addicted for a couple days, and then you'll get over it, and then it's just a fun sight.
That's how most things are for me, except it just becomes addicting, and that's it. But I would like to, sing this, if I can get the right tune in my head, because it truly is offensive, and I can just see it as only being trollish. And it's not offensive...
It's not offensive to Kesha people or anything else. It's just offensive if you're a human being.
Well, awesome. Let's hear this shit.
Let's see if I can get the right tune. Wake up in the morning feeling like Der Führer. Writing Mein Kampf, telling Germany I'm gonna make a race purer. Before I leave, fuck my niece with Eva Braun too, cuz when I leave for Mein Reich, I'm gonna kill some Jews. I'm talking, taking off all their clothes. Gassing them till they choke, choke. Throwing them in some stove, stove. Who's stepping right into all your cities, spreading the Nazi party, trying to take over your country. Don't stop, make them drop, Nazis blow up your cities. And that's all. That's all I can go.
Well, like, I know, like, one group of people who wouldn't be offended by that. Modern day Nazis.
Yeah, but we hate those people, so.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Yeah, Nazis. So they don't
listening. We don't want you.
I wonder if,
No, we want all the listeners to get.
I wonder if this is censored, like how I get censored in TrollCon Nerd Life. Like, whenever I said, bags, when reading someone's comment, Greg will put in a little tone for that.
But that means cigarettes in British language, so it's okay.
Yeah, we're just gonna say we're going British English here, so say fags all you want.
Yeah, see...
No, I just want to point out, that word's not even in my dictionary, I don't even use that word. I'm just saying when I had to use it for a comment I was reading from Troll Call.
Yeah, I noticed that. That got a little obnoxious sometimes.
Yeah.
You have to listen to the Nerdback podcast. I want to now.
Well, you should. It's good.
Well, thank you.
I'm not even saying that because I'm on it. Just saying that's damn good. That's a pretty good podcast. No one else stick with damn good. I like the science section, even though you guys aren't worthy of listening to it.
We just like to troll Anthony. That's what we do. It's because Anthony trolls us more than anyone else in the entire world.
But he is British. So,
he's the only black man in Britain.
Wait, Anthony?
Yeah.
Anthony is the only. Well, it's funny. He was telling us a story about how he's got his new girlfriend and how she called him a racist because when they went out for a night, every time they saw another black guy, Anthony and the other black guy would nod their head to each other like, "What's up?" Like, and she'd be like, "Did you even know any of those people?" And he'd be like, "No." they're one of the few black people in England, therefore he must acknowledge them, and they must acknowledge him as well.
I never knew he was black. Weird.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was telling my friend about it, and I was like, he's black, but he has a really good, but he has a flawless British accent. He's like, what, really?
Well, no, see, because I've met people here who are black and have British accents, so I know that exists. I just never knew Anthony was.
Well, we all know now. Anthony is black.
Shock.
I wish I had sound effects. You'd get a shocking sound effect in there. No promises.
All this drama.
Next week I'll have sound effects. I'm looking at programs now.
That'd be nice. We just now figured out how to get sound effects without editing them in.
Yeah? Say that, this. All right, everybody stay silent for the next program.
That's why we have, with Troll Call and all the openings, we have someone be quiet during the, give a 5 second, we'd go, it'd be quiet, and then Greg would be like, so Troll Call, Mark, and then, because we'd have Troll Call theme going beforehand. Greg, though, is unfortunately, he's MIA with the missus, because she's visiting him, so we're having a delay on our episodes. So people, it's not like we stopped making episodes, it's just... We actually do have episodes scheduled to be released. They're just not getting released.
He's too busy having sexy time with his lady.
Yes. And if you followed his adventures on the Twitter, you'd find out he was having lots of sexy time when he was in America because he's got a picture of him when he went to a club, and he's got, 7 girls on each arm.
Well, wait, where's Greg from?
Britain.
Oh, no wonder. They dig the accent.
Yeah. But yeah, so we'll, people who are listening for Nerd Life, we still trying to get stuff done. Just everyone is busy, except me, except no one will give me a job, so. No one will trust me with editing.
America, the land of opportunity.
No one will trust me with editing, because then I'll just leave in everything.
just Okay, thanks. I'm gonna edit this. No, man.
I don't think that would count as editing, though. That's then, like being paid to sit around and do nothing. And
oh then, no, it'd be editing because I would actually bleep out anything Anthony ever said. So there'd just be entire segments of just beep.
All right. So next on our docket is I'm gonna move up the MW3 trailer. What's everybody think of that? Have you seen it?
Yes.
Overuse of three.
Overuse of three. That's for sure.
Yeah, Thringland and Amerthrica.
Yeah.
Jerthermany. France 3. That's the only one that actually could make any sense, if you say it.
I'm actually kind of mad because they have it in America. We already did America in Modern Warfare 2. Where were they? Modern Warfare 2, White House burned down. I'm already got the patriotic...
Well, they've already got...
See.
They've only got
not enough explosions.
East Coast. They got the rest of the country to go mess around in. Well, I guess that's what you play Homefront for, I guess.
No. Dude, they forgot, like, the Midwest and, like, South, like...
They forgot everything but the East Coast, and they only got the Northeast Coast at that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. America is, like, has so many varied areas. If you want to set a game of a war in America, you'd... To do it properly, you'd have to have that motherfucker be like 40 hours long with an hour per level.
Yeah, but I remember like
that would make it an RPG
pretty much.
But right at the end of the Ranger part, like being the United States Rangers in Modern Warfare 2, they say we're on our way to Moscow. I don't want America. I want that to be replaced with Moscow because you said that you're gonna put it in Moscow, so I want it there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say when they win one battle. Well, I guess that one battle kind of kicked Russia out.
Yeah,
you know, because either way, I think they might hold off on that because it might be found offensive in Russia or whatever. I don't know why, but it could happen.
And killing a bunch of Russian civilians in an airport wasn't offensive enough to Russia.
Yeah, but that they already had a problem with that in the first time. Now it's like, oh, now America's actually invading you.
Well, nobody has a problem when America gets invaded in all these games. I think Russia should be able to suck it up and take an invasion once or twice.
Yeah, I think Russia's fine with that. I just, like, I'm excited. I think England would be cool, France would be cool, Germany would be cool, but I'm done because we've already done America. I want to be in Russia. I want to...
Well, if you want that, play Battlefield Bad Company 1. That's all in Russia.
Yeah, but yeah, tell but, the truth, like, my real problem is that I'm tired of Russians. I'm just tired of Russians and video games in general. I'm just kind of like, you know what? Yeah. We're not in the Cold War anymore, okay?
No, but see, here's the problem.
Well, it's either Russians or Muslims now, and anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, you've done Russians, possible. You've done Germans, you've done zombies, you've done robots, I think, and you've done...
There's gotta be a robot FPS out there somewhere.
Yeah, and you've done Arab extremists, so who's there left? I don't know, like, Russian Muslim extremists?
So that would just be Chechnyans.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember when I played Medal of Honor, the reboot, and how in the beginning I was thinking, okay, I don't have to fight Russians. I'm just going to like this game because I don't have to fight Russians. And then immediately in the first fucking level, after you get stopped by some Muslim extremists, like to go through a checkpoint, you get ambushed by Chechnyans. And I was just like, fuck you, game. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Turn it off.
I had some serious problems with Medal of Honor. One of my serious problems was I fought the human torch multiple times. Just
what?
Yeah.
Human torch? He's your slave now?
Like what happened is the game's graphics or something would go out and like I'd be in a firefight and then notice someone shooting at me would just be a human shaped like orange like polygon. that
the hallmark of a good game.
Yeah, that happened to me multiple times, and I was just like, the fuck does this game think it is, selling itself for $60?
Yeah, that's why I don't play games when they first come out. I don't even, well, I play them if I can get them from Gamefly or something, but I don't buy them.
Oh, I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it straight up. I did rent it, because I was just like, I wasn't terribly excited to get it anyways, but I was really just kind of disgusted in a sense, like, just because it's like, basically what happened is the guys were working on it and EA is like, hey, you guys almost done? And they're like, we need a couple months to finish it and it'll be better. And then EA was like, too bad, we need it out now. And that's basically what happened.
That's a problem with
We need to send it out against Black Ops. We need to send out this IP that we haven't that nobody's cared about for about 5 years out against Black Ops.
Yeah.
Great idea, guys.
Yeah, just follow... Fuck, even nice to work on that. Follow Bad Company 2's example and come out in the spring the next year.
Yeah, but didn't Medal of Honor end up doing, like, well in the end? Well, fun.
I didn't care, so I didn't keep track of how well it was selling.
You know, it's funny, I thought about even writing a review when I played Medal of Honor, and all my review would have consisted of was, I'm not going to review this game because it's not finished. I review finished games, I'm just not going to review... I'm not going to review something that's like a beta or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There were some cool parts, though. There was a part in Medal of Honor that I thought, this is fucking awesome, because it really conveyed a feeling to me. Mm-hmm. And that was when you play as the... When you play as the Rangers, like the first time you play as the Rangers, when they make touchdown.
Yeah.
And you're in this big firefight, and and basically what happens is towards the end of that whole mission, it's like a long thing, too. You're just basically in a hut after you basically just got hit by an IED from another hut. So you get carried there, and you're, like, holding off all, like, these... Like, basically, you see all these Taliban, like, all these, like, insurgents.
Towel heads?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say towel heads.
Oh, I did it for you.
but you just see them rushing down this hill, just massive, massive waves of them rushing down this hill at you. And at first, you feel like a badass, because you have a light machine gun, and you mow them down. And you're, unlike me, I was like, yeah, motherfuckers, what you want? And so I'm just mowing them down, but I can see that this entire building is chipping away from their bullets.
Oh yeah, it uses the frostbite engine, doesn't it? So yeah, it'll all break off.
And it's just being chipped away, and then I'm losing, and I'm running out of ammo, and then I hear one of the guys on my AI teammate go, like, so-and-so is down! And then I hear Attack P, who is a Air Force Spec Ops who gets assigned to Rangers.
Yeah.
And he was there's Attack B in your AI squad, and you hear him on the radio just going, "We have so many hostiles coming at us. There's only so many of us. We got someone down. We need ammo. We're out of ammo." And you hear, like, you know, command going, "Roger that. We're sending people, like, you know, to your position." But it just keeps going and going, and then, like, your sense of going from "fuck yeah, I'm awesome" goes to "I'm going to fucking die." Like, you really feel like that's the end of this mission. Is that you're just gonna fucking die. And you even hear your Attack B guy, he's just yelling over the radio. He finally just goes, "Don't send anyone, we're not gonna make it." And then you're just like, fuck. And then all of a sudden,
helicopters
come out of nowhere and kill everyone.
Of course.
See, the biggest problem I had with that game is that they used Linkin Park to promote it. So I was like, not buying. I'm just not buying it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Linkin Park. For people full of angst.
Yeah.
Thing is, it's like, Linkin Park was, like, cool, like, what, 5 years ago?
And now... They weren't even that cool then.
They were cool, like, five years ago, because you had angst 5 years ago. They're only cool if you have angst.
Yeah, that's why my brother listens to them all the time. He ain't gonna listen to this, so like, fuck you, Josh. Ha. So, I'm sure none of you care, but, Sony's just announced that they're going to be upscaling PSP games to PS3. So, anybody care?
Wait, upscaling in what sense?
Like, they're putting it onto PS3, they're mapping the controls, hopefully improving the controls with the second analog stick.
Dude,
and then
I'd totally buy a PS3 just to play Peace Walker on a proper, you know, controller.
Yeah, I just hope they do Dissidia and put it online for once, because playing against the computer gets really freaking old.
The only Sony product I had was a video camera, and I ended up taping it to a chair and then beating it up with my fist saying, "Who do you work for? Why are you taking my money?"
I guess that's a good, you know, use of a camera. But really, it's like, Metal Gear Solid has been relegated to the dumping ground that is the PSP.
Yeah.
A lot of good games have just been dumped there. It's like, dude, just put them on PS3. More people will play them.
Yeah. Well, the Square games are usually pretty good, but I don't know why they keep putting stuff on the PSP when putting it onto the PS3 and 360 would sell so much. Well, fucking A, it's because it's in Japan.
It's because they're more focused on making movies than games.
Yes, PS3 would be and 360 would be able to show better movies.
Well, I guess there's like some extra cost, well, a lot of extra cost in developing for a full console as opposed to a portable. But it's like you're talking about Hideo Kojima making what he basically called Metal Gear Solid 5. Why not just put it on a PS3 and a 360? I don't know why.
Well, not on 360, because not for a while at least. I'm surprised it still hasn't. 4 has still hasn't come out for 360.
Yeah, while they're putting Rising on it, I don't see why it couldn't.
You know, it's funny for someone
well,
who...
Well, probably because it would be like, what, 50 discs?
Yeah. Who only knows Raiden from the MGS2, the Patriots, Sons of Patriots.
Yeah.
I only remember him as a little bitch. So all these people who tell me about, you know, the PS3,
hey.
how he was a ninja and he was like a cyborg ninja and he was so awesome. They tell me all this stuff. And I was like, see, that doesn't apply to me because I don't have a PS3. I have an Xbox.
No, see, I never played 4 and I played 2 and I like whatever. I don't like he's not as cool as Snake, but he's not a bad character.
I always remember him as little bitch. I don't know why. Just because Snake is awesome, and then you have him doing somersaults naked, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah, that part was silly as hell, but it wasn't that bad.
So I'm just saying that for an Xbox person who hasn't played, because I don't have a PS3 and I haven't played Metal Gear Solid 4, I haven't seen this character as a badass. So when they try to put him as a badass on my console, I'm just kind of like.
Just pretend it's like, some new guy named Raiden and that old asshole died.
That's a problem. It's like, are they going to do a Mass Effect 2 for PS3 where they include like a video for what happened before? Because it is basically a movie, as everyone says.
Why couldn't they put the Mass Effect 1 and 2? It'd probably fit on the same Blu-ray even.
Yeah, but no, because Mass Effect 1 I think had some licensing issues with Microsoft. But like, 4, couldn't you just make a movie version and put it like with Rising? Because I don't know what happened in 4. And I want to.
Well, this is lonely, being the only Sony person here.
How does it feel?
How's it? Well, I wish Terry were here so that we could ask you how it feels to be the only Xbox person here, but...
Like an
Terry,
awesome person.
I had to go get smarter in summer class or some shit.
Who wants to be smarter?
Yeah, seriously, fuck that.
Hey,
I had a conversation...
I need to go to college to not get a job because of the shitty economy.
Well, by the time you get out of college, hopefully we'll be out of the shitty economy.
Hopefully.
I was talking to my a friend I have in Netherlands. She's Dutch, but she's in college, and she's like, I hate my classes. I'll fail. And I was like, well, I'm just going to go keep working out because my job requires me to be physically fit anyways.
What the hell job does she do?
She's like an artist, like she's doing art classes and stuff, and she actually like studies and do all that stuff. Me, I was like, I'm done with school, I'd just rather go out and, yeah.
Work out.
Like, I'd rather just, because school is easy for me. It's not that school is like hard, like it's not like I have, it's just, I just am tired of it, you know what I mean? You
yeah.
go through so many years of it and you're just kind of like, fucking A.
Yeah, hey, I still have cool. probably 3 years on college before I get my bachelor's. I'm probably gonna go for a graduate, so I still got a while to go.
So, see, at least you guys probably had fun at school. My school has a blog dedicated to hating it, and they actually found out who made it, and they made him apologize to everyone in class for some reason. Like,
why?
My
Everybody
school.
Agrees with him from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, exactly, but my school's retarded.
Yeah, my school was retarded too, but then I started doing dual credit at the nearby college, and then never look back. So that was awesome.
I graduated early and I was pretty happy about that. So I was just like, yeah. I don't know, just with college, I'm so afraid of the whole, like, me studying college. One, I'm kind of like, I don't even really know what I want to do in college. And so I'm afraid to even, like, start doing something in college and then get out and not have a job immediately for me. So I just like the path I'm taking because I have a job. I have a job and I can continue schooling if I want to.
All right.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning feeling like Winehouse.
Hey,
grab
up,
my breezer, I'm out the door. I'm gonna be really loud. Cause I don't care who I piss off, yeah, I'm a real big sinner. Sometimes I eat my dessert before my dinner. Talking odd socks on my toes, toes. Taking off all my clothes, clothes. Feeling overexposed, so I put back all of my clothes back on. Flush before I wee, wee. Get arrested daily, Lee. Trying to get a pick of some tits. I'm mad, really bad, but don't tell my mom and dad. Fuck her up, kiss my butt, cause I'm bloody fucking not. Hear the bass, skinny waist, now let's copy poker face like. Whoa. Sailing. But we punch them in the mouth if they're not Sarah Palin. Talk about doing things we'll regret, regret. Mental cigarette, rep.
Butt plugs in his pet.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sex on my Samsung. Not telling dad mom wrong, wrong. Have sex with Alexa Chung. By telling her I'm well hung.
I'm quite well hung.
I'm mad, really bad, but don't tell my mom and dad. Fuck her up, kiss my butt, cause I'm bloody fucking.
Down.
This is the part where the drums go pow.
This is the part where your balls sack down.
This is the part where your pants go brown.
This is the part where your dad goes off on a cold Christmas Eve to get some more milk. He never comes back, and 17 years later you find out that a whole fucking family's on Spanish bitch, and he doesn't even know your fucking name anymore.
Shut the fuck up!
I'm sorry.
I'm mad, really bad, but don't tell my mom and dad. Fuck her up, kiss my butt, cause I'm bloody fucking not.
I hope you enjoyed that last unintentional break.
I'm just seriously, I'm looking at Modern Warfare 3 trailer, and I'm just like, you know that story's not going to make any fucking sense at all.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, it never has. It never will. I don't really want it to, but it's a fun game to play.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like how they're like, if we get Makarov, everyone stops fighting, everyone's happy. And I'm just like, no. You are not going to convince, like, Russia and the United States, like, what Russia did. It doesn't matter if we get Makarov and Russia's like, oh, sorry. No, America's still going to be like, we're pissed. You can't just get one man and think it's going to end World War III.
Well, yeah, I think there's no one said this had to be the last Modern Warfare game. It's just going to be the last one with Makarov and the characters we know, I assume.
This motherfucking better be the last Modern Warfare game. I can't take much more of this shit. I feel like such an asshole because I'm looking at a GameStop's website. I'm looking for like games that I can get cheap, and the cheapest game that's selling for Xbox used is Perfect Dark Zero for $2. And I just looked at it and I was like, fuck yeah, that's where you belong, bitch.
I have that game. I have the Limited Collector's Edition, and that game wasn't good at all.
It wasn't. I had it, and I got it through a trade, which is a huge mistake, and it was terrible. So I just have nothing but contempt.
It was because I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh, and so I still had all my old Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Yeah, so I had all my old Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and this guy was like, "Oh, I run this thing for like an organization, like for the city where like kids can come play Yu-Gi-Oh, and we get like give them cards and all that, and I'll trade you this and this and like that for that." And so I traded him my cards for it because I didn't think I had anything, and then it just sucked. And I was like, you know what? I'd rather have my Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards. One time, I got my little cousin. I was kind of an asshole when I was younger. I got my cousin to trade me some rare thing that I forgot about for a summoned skull, and that was, man, I was an asshole.
You terrible person, you.
We are all assholes. Just how it works in the world.
Yeah, pretty much. So I just saw this link somebody put up. Final Fantasy 1 through 13 for 15 grand. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
As I said, I will only spend $5 on a Final Fantasy game, and that's so I can have it flung into the air so I can shoot it.
Oh, come on, there's some good ones. Most of it's pretentious bullshit, but...
Yeah.
Eric, back me up.
I think there's one I like. Only one that I was liking, and I stopped playing it, though, because it forced me into a corner where I was too low of a level to beat the enemy, but it wouldn't give me enough space to actually train up my character to get leveled up. Which so it was a bullshit save. I think it was number 11. Final Fantasy 11.
Oh, the MMO?
No, not the MMO. No, people keep saying that, so I guess I'm getting it wrong. Fuck, it was for the PS2. It didn't have turn-based combat. The combat was like this. You do a move, and then a little gauge at the bottom would fill up, and then you can do another move.
Oh, that would be 12, probably.
I guess, yeah, but it would...
sound like 10s. I haven't played 12, but I did play 10. So yeah, you were playing 12, probably.
Probably, and I liked it. I mean, I liked where it was going. It was a little, you know, pretentious, but it was still... I liked it, I was having fun, and then it just forced me into this corner where it was like, you can't level up, but you need to be high enough level to beat these guys, and it was kind of like, fucking A.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to use multiple save files to play a game, but apparently that's what happened.
And then I tried playing Final Fantasy 13, and like all the characters. I only played it for like 3 hours, and I really was.
I played it for about an hour, and then I returned it to GameFly and haven't played it since. I actually didn't get far enough to decide whether or not I liked it. I just had to send it back because I wanted to.
I was like,
about how you have to go 12 hours to get the battle system and 20 hours to actually get into the story. And it's like, fuck that shit. I ain't playing it.
Yeah, like, you know, Marvelous One Pack at all?
Marvelous Ryan? One Pack, never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, Games Radar fan.
Yeah, Games Radar fan. Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say that?
Because I remember him as his GT, not his Twitter. But, yeah, he loves that game. And he was like, you need to play 20 hours to get into it. You didn't play long enough. And I was just like, that's just like putting your hand on a stove to see if it's hot like 20 minutes later. Like seriously, it's like, you know the stove's hot now, but maybe it might not be hot if you leave it on it for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, is it really worth the payoff?
I can't answer that because I've played it for like 12 hours and I can't, like, it's just too boring to play.
Yeah, I hate it. I always hate it. This is something that gets on my nerves with any game, any movie, any book, where they try to take something that seems like an adult, like, you know, something that's more like a mature like idea, but then they write it down for for younger people, so take Final Fantasy 13. It's rated T for teen, but one of the things they get to you right off the bat is like genocide or like. And like all this like stuff that basically, you know, all this
purging them,
stuff.
Sending out off the planet or whatever.
Yeah, and like doing all this like racial tensions and all this, but then they keep it like at such a teeny like a teen level, and then they have and just like and even like the death, like no one actually dies. Like if you ask me, like even the
so
guard,
it's like Bleach, nobody ever fucking dies. Ever.
Like yeah, like it's like don't try to force some mature idea or like. Like, you know, principle, but then, like, make it so everyone's just, like, cartoony bullshit.
Like, I don't think that can be done on consoles. Like, if you want, like, a really deep, heavy story, you leave that to books or, like, movies or whatever. I don't think it really works with games.
No, I'm not saying, like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm asking for perfection here, but I'm just saying if you're going to take something that's about genocide and purging people for racial discretion, don't make the game rated T for teen, okay? Like, there's something I always point out. I guess I'm the only one who feels this, and it might just because of my position I'm in, but I play the game Far Cry 2, and I actually get a really deep, dark sense from it.
Yeah, I get kind of that from World at War, which probably it wasn't even intended, but...
Yeah, World at War too, the same. But like, Far Cry 2, have you guys played that at all?
No.
Is it on PS3?
Oh yeah, I've played some of Far Cry 2.
Yeah, Far Cry 2 is on the PS3 and you can probably get it really cheap now. And they're actually going to have Far Cry 3 coming out soon. But Far Cry 2, basically it takes place in Africa, and basically you're given a roster of mercenaries that you can pick from because you'll play as them.
Yeah.
Throughout this whole...
Is it like Mercenaries 2? If we're talking about in the serious game section, it's probably nothing like Mercenaries 2.
Oh, so you'll pick your character and it's a roster of different like male mercenaries, and they have different like history and like all that. But it doesn't really matter because once you pick them, you're in first person at all times. Right. And so you're just.
But it's like,
is it first person like RPG type thing or first person shooter? So is it like Fallout or Call of Duty or a mix of them?
It's a shooter. It's a shooter game, but it's first person. But like, I don't know, it's like you never feel like this is that character. You play the game and you feel immersed in your own character. Like you're like that's you.
This is me as a badass mercenary doing this, not this character is a badass mercenary and doing this.
Yes.
It's like the only reason it matters who you pick is because the people you don't pick, you interact with them in the story. That's it.
Yeah, you can meet the other mercenaries.
And I find spoilers.
But something that it just immerses you so well. Like when you get in a car, you actually like open the door, you shut it, and like you can drive, you see your hands, you can look out the windows, do all that. And like if you try to switch seats, your character will actually like shift around and all that. So it's completely like just immersed in first person. Like if you want to pull out a map, you don't like get a menu and look at map or something. You hit this and your character actually pulls out a GPS with one hand and a map with the other. Like it's a physical map that you read.
That's pretty cool.
But something about it is like, so you kill all these other mercenaries and it's about this conflict in Africa, and it just kind of gets to you because I don't know. I always remember this like one part where like I basically took a mission to go kill someone. And so I went in and I took an AK-47 as my weapon and stuff, and I snuck in close and I just started this huge firefight with the characters, like the mercs that were protecting him. And I remember because I just get that, it's more like realistic in a sense, like it's more adrenaline, like realistic firefights, like cover is really needed and stuff. But
so it's not like Call of Duty where you can just run forward in the single player campaign, just run forward and shoot everything and survive.
It's not like that at all because you have a health bar and the health bars are divided into like six sections, and every time you go down a section, you won't auto regen that section. Now, if you're, in the middle of that...
Oh, yeah, games like that.
Yeah, but it's, like, really, it's, like, two bullets, and you're into, like, that's down two sections, so there's really no in-between. But,
It wasn't that bad, but it's, like, yeah, it's more realistic than your average shooter, but it's not the most realistic.
Yeah, it's not the most realistic, because you can get shot up a shit ton of times and just fix yourself up. But I remember, and I just started shooting at all these people, and, like, I remember I ran into the jungle in the back because I can just hide, you know, like I'll crouch down, reload, just get myself set up. And so I did that and I was like reloading my AK-47, and I can just hear someone, one of the mercs that I know I shot, and I can just hear him screaming like just bawling, like he was like crying, and him just going, God, I don't want to die here. God, I just want to go home. Like it was like really intense for me. I was like, that's fucked up. Like, it wasn't like it wasn't like the just someone going, ah, or like that. It was like this guy, like, praying to God and, like, just bawling because I shot him.
Nice.
And I was just like, I feel like a terrible person. So.
Well, he was trying to kill you.
Yes, but I was also there to kill someone as well. See, that's the thing. I always tell people this who play Far Cry as well. They're like, well, they're all trying to kill you anyways. They'll kill you even without warning. And I'm just like, yes, but as a mercenary, you're actually in the exact same position as them. Like, you will shoot any of them without hesitation as well. So you kind of get this whole, like, you're just as equal as a terrible person as them.
It's just that you're the player character, and thus you feel sympathy for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the one who's right, always.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you may go like, oh, they just shoot anyone, they're just stupid mercenaries, who cares? But it's still kind of like, that's exactly what you are. You take missions to kill people just because you want the money. You do all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And worst part is about getting paid in that game, too, because they don't pay you in cash. They pay you in rough, uncut diamonds.
That's the only way you can buy guns and stuff, so yeah. I don't mind.
Well, I know, but it's just because I know, like, I watch Blood Diamond, and I know about, and I'm just like, I know where the fuck these diamonds come from.
Yeah.
Well, like, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I know. And then there's a whole thing, because you get the other mercenaries who can be your friends and stuff, and they'll save you if you get, like, really injured and, like, all that. And they'll even try to get you more jobs. I have...
Except in the end, where they betray you.
Yeah, because they're mercenaries.
Yeah.
But I did kind of, unfortunately, kind of grow attached to this one character. She was the Cuban mercenary, because she just kept helping me out all the time. And she got some good deals. And I remember she helped me out this one time. And she went down, and usually when they go down, they'll put a smoke bomb next to them so you can see them, and, like, you can come give them an adrenaline shot and help them out. But once they go down so many times, you can't help them. Like, they're just going to die. So I went over to help her, and it basically came down to me taking out three of my adrenaline shots and just euthanizing her.
Nice.
There's, like, Games Radar fan. He was horrified because with his character, he didn't have a... When his character went down, he didn't have an adrenaline shot, so he just pulled out his pistol. Like, he just got up close to his, like, friend, and pulled out the pistol and shot him point blank in the head.
I did that once because I got bored.
So, I mean, it's got... So, Far Cry 2 always kind of struck me because, you go into it thinking it's just another shooter, but then you kind of get... I personally got, like, as a soldier, I got this whole, like... The whole
Brothers
feeling...
Brothers in Arms thing.
Yeah, like, this whole, like, you know, you are in another country... You're a soldier for hire, but still
a soldier.
Yeah, like when that one character, when it was just some random AI character I shot, when he was crying out because he didn't want to be in the country and he's wanting to go home, I could really just, like, you know, feel that. I could really
sympathize.
Yeah,
well, that's good. One of the few shooters with relatable characters, apparently.
So that's the only
if you're a mercenary.
Yeah. It's just that's basically the darkest shooter game I've ever played because I could really sympathize with what everything was going on.
Yeah, I haven't played that, but the darkest shooter I've ever played was World of War. That had some messed up stuff going on.
I applauded that game because
I really like it.
Yeah, it was. It seemed to take a very, like, a more like dirty and gritty take on what World was.
And the thing from what I've read, it actually was that bad.
Oh yeah, it totally was. I mean, I remember I got that big sniper rifle. You can get that big German sniper rifle in the campaign.
PTRS is actually Russian.
I don't think it was the PTRS.
PTRS.
Yeah, the PTRS is a Russian anti-tank rifle.
Yep.
Oh, that. Okay. Well, for some reason, I think it was German. Oh well.
Well, the Germans had an anti-tank rifle, but they only used it in World War I.
Yeah. But when I, like, shoot someone with it, and, like, I shot a guy who stuck his, like, body up because he was behind cover, and I shot him in the arm, and then I could see his character laying there, like, rolling around in pain and horrified because he didn't have an arm anymore. I mean, I didn't feel as bad as I did, like, in Far Cry 2.
Well, that's because they're Nazis.
Yeah, I mean, it's that, and it's still kind of like you're killing massive amounts of people without taking any, and you're not really immersed. It's more like a story.
Yeah.
Whereas Far Cry 2, I don't even feel like Far Cry 2 even has a story. It's just you. It's just you surviving as a mercenary.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you could just stay there for a whole while not doing anything. Just, you know, farming for diamonds, trying to get a flamethrower to burn everything.
Yeah.
And flamethrowers are a hell of a lot of fun in Valid Company 2 Vietnam. Let's move on.
Yeah. So that's the darkest shooter I've ever played. But there's also the people who made Heavy Rain, who promised that their next game is going to be a realistic, dark, emotional war game. I have no idea how they're going to do that, and I have no idea, like, who's, like, how far they're headed.
Yes, I'm sure David Cage is going to be great at doing that, judging by his work on Fahrenheit, whatever, and Heavy Rain.
Well, I think, like, as I've heard it, like, the gameplay of Heavy Rain is good, the story is not. When you try to tell it on the story, it doesn't really work.
Problem with Heavy Rain is, like, Heavy Rain makes you think it's, like, something that's so much bigger and much more, like, complicated and awesome. And then you actually play it, and then you're like, that wasn't anything.
Yeah, I haven't played it because I've heard so many bad things about the story being stupid, so...
It's just... Like the whole, you know, you trying to be a detective, and doesn't matter what clues you find or what you think is going on, it's always the same killer, so it's kind of like it doesn't matter in the end.
Yeah.
And then there's, of course, everyone likes to go, Jason?
Jason!
That's the only reason I know that game exists, because of Jason.
Press X to Jason.
me and my friends, we just make fun of that all the time. Whenever we're trying to call out to each other, we'll just be like, Jason! Jason! We just can't stop making fun of it. But then if you listen to our podcast, you can hear how Anthony had a dark moment with Heavy Rain, though. But that's because he had to tweak someone's ball while using a PS3 move.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh god, PS move, so useless.
Fucking hell.
It's for people who want to game and have a dildo.
Yeah, it's for people who didn't think the Wii was enough motion control.
I'm still gonna get a Wii just so I can play Zelda. I'm just outright.
Why don't you just wait for Project Cafe?
Because that would be super expensive.
Oh, it's super expensive, and I want to play Zelda right the fuck now.
That too. So you're not gonna get 3DS and get Ocarina 3D?
Probably, actually. I probably will, but that's much further down the line. Like, if I just have extra cash jumping around, you know.
Yeah, but if I just happen to have $250 just sitting there not doing anything, I'll get myself a 3DS. Alright. So, for the rest of everybody else, I say goodbye. Anybody else want to say goodbye?
This has been Mark from Nerd Life Podcast. Please check us out.
N3RD Life Podcast. And I highly recommend it. I listen to it every time it comes out, which hasn't been often lately because Greg's currently being a dick.
He is indeed being a dick. He hasn't played Minecraft with me at all. And now I have a phone call.
Edit. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Goodbye.
My bitch ran 16, motherfucker. I was a preteen, motherfucker.